What would you take away most from your first game, I mean, in terms of what do you think you learned that you can maybe apply to work?
Oh, I mean, I learned a lot. I mean, I knew it wasn't going to be perfect going into it. I mean, I think the expectations were pretty high, I mean, obviously. But I knew, I mean, Coach Shanahan has talked about it being a process, and I knew it was going to be a process. Just take it one game at a time and learn from my mistakes and move on.
Were the expectations too high? Were they
unfair? I don't know. I mean, I think everyone was pumped up. I mean, a lot of people thought we'd go out there and throw for 300 yards and 4 touchdowns and win by 30. But I mean, I think we had a little bit more realistic approach to it and knew there was going to be some good and some bad, and we had a chance at the end. I mean, it's just turnovers got us early in the game.
How about your first experience getting Denver quarterback criticism?
Yeah, I mean, it's good. I mean, I deserve it. I mean, I made some mistakes out there, things that I shouldn't do. But there were some positives too. So, I mean, there was good and bad.
When you say, you know, expectations, what were your own expectations?
Like I said, I went into it being realistic. I knew it wasn't going to be perfect. I knew I was going to make mistakes. I knew I was going to miss some reads and some throws, and I did. So I just got to get better and keep working.
Mike said after the game, you regretted making the game plan so complicated considering the start. Did he talk to you about that, or do you agree with that?
I mean, it was complicated, but a lot of the stuff that was complicated, we really didn't even do during the game. So. It was kind of basic throughout the game. Our running attack was working. But just those turnovers really killed us.
Mike said that we asked him about your first start, and he said, welcome to the National Football League for you.
Mm-hmm.
So what is it this week when you're playing the Chargers, the way they're playing, what kind of full strength on the road?
Welcome to the NFL week two, I guess. It's going to be there's going to be some good and bad again. I mean, this defense is good. I mean, they got a great offense. I mean, they're an all-around really good team. And, I mean, they beat us beat us here, so we have our hands full this week.
Was there any point in the game where things were starting to slow down, when you started to think, wow, I'm starting to get
this? Yeah, I mean, there were a few times, but then, we drove down, and I threw that pick early, and then we had a couple of consecutive fumbles, and things were starting to click a little bit, and then we got some bad field position a couple times, and I ended up going 3-and-out. So, I was starting to get him a roll, but I mean, every once in a while something would happen. So that's football. You got to work through it.
You've been answering your phone a little bit more, and if so, who'll be talking? What kind of advice? No.
No.
Just on vibrate.
Just on silent.
Silent.
I look at every once in a while.
Jay, you got to kind of limit the critical mistakes. But was that your worst nightmare to have one picked off and taken to the house?
I mean, I guess. I mean, it's going to happen. It's going to happen again sometime. I mean, just trying to make a play, get rid of the ball, they say, just take the sack. But I worked my way out of the first guy, and the second guy, I didn't really see him. So it's one of those things that happen.
Javon Walker was talking about how, you know, just your strong arm and such, you'd like to be able to stretch the field and help you out in that regard. Was that a disappointment? I mean, you tried to go down a couple times, but most of the things were kept underneath. Do you think as we progress the next few weeks, we'll see more of that?
Yeah. I mean, we had some stuff in the game plan. It was just didn't get called. We didn't like some of the looks we were getting. And the times we did go to Javon, I mean, it was kind of a double-covered situation. So, I mean, it was tough to fit it in there. So we got some stuff in this week to go downfield. We got some short stuff like we did last week. So we'll just see what Coach Shanahan's feeling during the game, and maybe we'll call it, maybe we won't. Yeah, definitely. I mean, the offensive line, me, receivers, Coach Shanahan, Dinger. I mean, it's a process. Like he said last week before the game even started. I mean, this is they got to feel me out, what I like to do. I got to feel them out, what they like to call, and we got to find a middle ground.
You only, I think, 3 times went bootlegs.
Yeah.
Is that something you're real comfortable with? Is that something you're kind of getting more comfortable with?
Well, I mean, we did it in the preseason. I was comfortable with it then. I did it in college. So, I mean, it's fine. It's just their defensive ends were flying up the field, so you can't do that stuff.
Jay, I'm taking on their defense with Merriman back and Castillo, obviously, didn't play the first game. Watching them on film, what's your impression?
Well, they're good. They're very good. I mean, they fly around the field. They like to bring pressure. The cornerbacks are good. They try to keep things in front of them. So it's going to be have our hands full. They're going to be a better defense than they were last time they played us because Merriman's back.
Jay, after 3 straight losses, is there any worry of confidence in this team right
now? I don't think so. I mean, this is a veteran group. I mean, we've got some guys that have been around a long time, and they know that there's some waves you got to ride in an NFL season. So I think we're confident in the locker room, and we'll be ready to go.
Has Jake said anything to you, or have you gone to him for advice at all?
I talked to him this morning a little bit, and we talked Monday when we came in, talked about the game and stuff, and he gave me a few things. But Jake's been great throughout the whole thing, so I'm not worried about him at all.
What's your take on the way Merriman's
been? He's been doing that since he got in the league. That's nothing new to anybody. He's a good football player. He flies around the field. He makes plays.
Jay, you prefer the under center or the shotgun?
We're under center a lot here. I was shotgun a bit more in college, so I'm still feeling out Tommy a little bit, and he's still trying to get used to me. My hand's a little bit different than Jake, so it's a process.
He's so low and
yeah.
He's much taller than Jake.
Yeah, so he gets down there low.
More natural to be out of the shotgun just than,
I think you talked to a lot of quarterbacks, they'd rather be out of the gun. You see things better. You don't have to worry about the exchange for the most part. So we can't do a lot of the stuff we need to do out of the gun.
The way San Diego's kind of handled the run game, especially on the road, they've done a pretty good job. Do you think this week it's incumbent on you a little bit to loosen them up just because of that? Because how tough they are against them?
I guess so. But we've ran the ball against some tough – we ran the ball well against Baltimore. We ran the ball really well last week. So I think it's just a mindset of our linemen, our backs, our receivers to go out and block. I think we can run the ball no matter what.
Do